Okay, so as I mentioned at the last few weeks, our series this summer is going to be a series on the healthy church. I read a book not too long ago, and I reread it just a little while ago, called The Emotionally Healthy Church. I also read a book called The Emotionally Healthy Leader, which I think was very good. And one of the things that I've been looking at is how different, when we really study and dig into Scripture, how different what Christ says about us, his kingdom people, how different we're going to be from the world. How the marks, how the measurements, just before this, Jesus is explaining to the disciples the parable of the sower who goes out and who sows the seeds on hard soil and on, you remember the different soils that he plants the seeds in or sows the seed and how some comes up, some gets destroyed, you know, and he's talking about the fact that the kingdom of God is like this, that our measurements are different for the kingdom than the world, the world's measurements. And so we're going to be spending the summer doing that. But I think I wanted to start out with Father's Day by saying growth, the growth that the Lord wants, starts at home. Now, the statistics I'm going to share with you today are the world statistics, okay? And they're negative. right now the metro areas in our country, 71% of the homes are fatherless. That ought to shock you. That means less than 30% of homes have fathers. So homes with children, I mean, right? So we are living at a time where these statistics are not meant to depress us. And for anyone here who is from a home that doesn't have a father, I want you to understand it's not an indictment. I'm glad you're here, and I know the Lord. You know, the one thing I love about being a Christian is that we have a Father, and it's Jesus, and He's there with us all the time. But I do want to. One of the things I have to tell you is I cringe every time I start getting ready for Father's Day, because I don't want fathers. I asked a question one time at a meeting I was at with a bunch of people who don't go to church. I said, what do you think about Father's Day? And even these guys who don't go to church said, there's a lot of guilt on Father's Day. I don't do this right. I don't do that right. My kids aren't getting this and they're not getting that. And I don't do this and I don't do that. And that's the last thing I want to do is have you come to church on Father's Day. Oh man, I'm going to get it. Pastor's going to stand up there and tell me I'm not doing it good enough. I'm not being a good enough father, right? And that's not what we want to hear. Because the reality is, and that's why I share that statistic, is that if you're still a father to your children, that's the small thing that Jesus was talking about. You know, it starts out very small. That is significant. In this day and age, that's a significant blessing. So I want to start there. But I just wanted to go through some of the stuff that, again, we just heard this in the gospel lesson. The kingdom of God is as if a man should scatter seed on the ground. He sleeps and he rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows. He knows not how. The earth produces by itself, first the blade, then the ear, then the full grain in the ear. Then when the grain is ripe, at once he puts in the sickle, because the harvest has come. And then he says, what can we compare the kingdom of God, or what parable can we use for it? And it says, it's like a grain of mustard seed, which when sown on the ground is the smallest of all seeds on earth. Yet when it is sown, it grows up and becomes larger than all the garden plants and puts out large branches so that the birds of the air can make nests in its shade. You see, when we're faithful with the small things, and that's what I want to talk about today, because that's what Jesus was talking about. When we're faithful with the small things, God takes care of the rest, right? So if we're faithful, like as fathers, and if we're simply there, it's huge. Does that make sense? And all the wives are saying, well, yeah, but you could be a little harder on them than that, right? You can be a little harder on them than that. But if you're there, that's huge. But it doesn't start, it starts with that small seed, right? Being there is the start. What the Lord wants to do is he wants to grow us. He wants to grow us so that we become, like that mustard seed, the largest plant in the garden, that we could even have birds who make nests in its shade. He doesn't want us to start. And so I'm just going to share these facts. And again, I hesitate to do this because I don't like, one of the problems with statistics is that they're just facts. But the wonderful thing about being part of a church family is that you have the support of the family, and that this is the world's reality. Children raised in a father absent home are more likely to experience behavioral problems. The absence of a biological father contributes to increased risk of child maltreatment. Father's involvement in school is associated with the higher likelihood of a student getting mostly A's. Dad's involvement during pregnancy positively influences health outcomes for mom, dad, and baby. 1 in 4 children live in a home without a dad. And that's what I was trying to share. Involved dads lead to less distress in toddlers. Daughters are less likely to engage in risky sexual behavior when they have consistent contact with a sense of closeness with their dads. This one bothered me as a father of daughters was, man, okay, what does that mean? Children raised in a father absent home are 2 times more likely to suffer from obesity. Adolescent boys with absent fathers are more likely to engage in delinquency than those with fathers who are present. Individuals from father absent homes are 279% more likely to carry guns and deal drugs than peers living with their fathers. Again, please don't misunderstand me. I took these from a national site, and I thought, well, you know, I don't want to be, don't shoot the messenger here. But I wanted to impress upon fathers how grateful we are that our fathers are present. In America, 23.6% of children live in father absent homes in 2014. Children living in female-headed homes with no spouse present have a poverty rate of 47.6%, over 4 times the rate of children living in married couples' families. 92% of parents in prison are fathers. So those statistics are a way for me and for us as a church to say, thank you. If you're a father and you're present, thank you. But we are the mustard seed, right? The Lord plants us and gives us these children and gives us this opportunity, and he wants us to grow. We plant seeds for children. We show forth the truth by our actions and our words. So first of all, thank you for being there. Thank you for loving your spouse. Thank you for loving your children, grandchildren. Some people, I believe, have great-grandchildren here, right? A few of you. Thank you for loving them. Thank you for sharing Jesus. I just want to close with some quotes. Quotes on the value of being there. Billy Graham said, a good father is one of the most unsung, unpraised, unnoticed, and yet one of the most valuable assets in our society. How many of you might feel that way? Theodore Hesburgh, Catholic priest and president emeritus of the University of Notre Dame. I know there's some Notre Dame people that around, not here, but in other places. The most important thing a father can do for his children is to love their mother. That was kind of cool. Max Licato, he said, I was raised in the greatest homes, just a really great dad, and I miss him so much. He was a good man, a real simple man, very faithful, always loved my mom, always provided for the kids, and just a lot of fun. And Charles Spurgeon in 19th century, train up a child in the way that he should go, but be sure you go that way yourself. That's kind of humorous. So brothers and sisters, I really struggle with what to say on Father's Day, because I don't want you to leave with guilt. And I don't want families where there isn't a father present to leave thinking that they are, you know, because the wonderful thing about being part of a faith family is that you have the Lord. You have the family. We're a family. We support one another. But I do want to encourage the fathers to recognize the parable of the kingdom, that the kingdom is so different from the world. And when we talk about the kingdom, as Jesus said, he said it's like that seed. We don't know how it grows, but we know that when you plant it and you take care of it and you foster it, it grows. And it's the small things that matter. It's being here. It's being present. It's being faithful. It's not the grandiose things, even though those are fun, right? How many of us like to throw a big party or have a big celebration or do these things? Those big things are fun. But it's the small things. It's the faithfulness that the Lord looks to. The kingdom of God is different from the world. We're going to be talking about the marks of a healthy Christian, a healthy church. And those marks are different from what the world looks at greatness differently than we do. I just want to thank the fathers who are here for being here, being present, being faithful. Because those are, even though they're small things, from a kingdom perspective, they're huge. They're huge. So may you be encouraged. May you be encouraged that the Lord is thankful. And may we, whether we're fathers or just brothers and sisters in Christ, may we be encouraged to look to our Heavenly Father as an example, right? Doesn't matter what our situation, He loves us. No matter what our situation, He wants to be in a relationship with us. No matter what our situation, He wants to spend time with us. No matter what our situation, He cares about each and every aspect of our life. That's the Father we worship today. Isn't that awesome? That's the Father we worship. He loved us so much that He sent Jesus to the cross to die on the cross and shed His blood for us. He loved us so much that He's willing to die on the cross and rise again for us. He loves us so much that no matter how imperfect we are, He sends His Holy Spirit to dwell in us, to be so that we can be children of the living God and heirs of the kingdom. I don't know how else to say it, but isn't it awesome to celebrate Father's Day? To celebrate fathers, but to celebrate the Father who has given us it all and promised us everlasting life. May we leave here today excited about our Father who has done so much for us, celebrating the gift of fathers and just being encouraged to know that it's just being present. It's the small things that Jesus cares about. It's not a mistake that He said that what is done in secret matters, because it's the small things. Character, I love the picture of character. When you look at character, it's like an iceberg. You only see the part that everybody sees. It's just a small part. But the main part of character is under the water, under the waterline. It's what you do in private. It's what you do. It's the small things that really define character. And so I just want to thank you for being here, for being present, for trusting in the Lord, for trusting in His forgiveness, for trusting in His salvation, and for following His example and sharing this and being faithful in the small things. Amen.